Junior Story, Never Stop Learning. Weeks 7 through 9. There's got to be a way. Ding dong! Pamela ran to the door and let Andy in as she finished getting her boots on.
It's perfect snowman weather, said Andy.
The two friends hurried over to the side yard and began rolling the first two snowballs. When Andy's got too heavy, Pamela came over and helped him roll it toward her smaller snowball. They had to work really hard to lift the smaller one onto the bigger one, but they did it. After they made a snowball for the head, Andy carried it over to the other two, but they ran into a problem. The snowman was so tall now that Andy couldn't reach the top. They both plopped down next to the headless snowman, quite discouraged.
I guess we could just leave it the way it is, said Pamela. We could still put a face on him.
No, there's got to be a way to get the head on.
Think, said Andy, more to himself than to Pamela.
Well, I'm going to go sled down the hill a few times, said Pamela. I'm getting cold.
Andy watched her as he thought about how to overcome this obstacle they had run into.
Come on, Andy, yelled Pamela. It's really fast.
After a few rides down, they decided to build a ramp to sled over. They packed the snow until it was up to their knees, then added more to shape it into half a hill. It was great fun, even though they fell off the ramp several times.
As they walked back toward the snowman, Andy looked back at the ramp. Then he looked at the headless snowman and suddenly shouted,
I've got it!
You've got what? Asked Pamela.
I know how to get the head on top. We'll build a hill behind the snowman that's as tall as the big snowball. Then we can climb up and put the head on top.
Great idea, cheered Pamela. They quickly built the hill and easily set the head on top. They added pine cones for eyes, a carrot for a nose, and found a curved twig for the mouth.
Good thing you didn't quit thinking about a way to get that head on, said Pamela.
This guy's great! He's a giant! He's as tall as my dad!